It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So wide you can't get around it. So low you can't get under it.
Hey everybody, it's me, it's Adam Bash, here again with another This Day is History. Oh boy, folks, we come in with a 3-2-1 from yesterday, October 6th, that honestly, like, it's not a bad one, but not a good 2 and 3, right? I mean, so if we run back through yesterday's hot top celebrities, I almost feel like I have to start at the top and go backwards, because if I start at 3, people will not know what I'm talking about. Boy, Jeremy Sisto, who even are you? But he's the third most famous and influential celebrity born on October 6th. And look him up, because that's the only way you're going to know who Jeremy Sisto is. Amy Jo Johnson, number 2, the Pink Ranger, and probably other things, right? Has to be. And Elizabeth Shue was number 1. And I like Elizabeth Shue. I have a fondness for good old Elizabeth Shue. But just, like, not enough to carry it past previous losers. So we're going to move on to today, October 6th. And we're just going to take a look here at some of the well-known and influential celebrities. And boy, it's another slim picking day. Let's go through some honorable mentions here. Honorable mention number 1, Yo-Yo Ma. If I ask you to name a cellist, chances are you're going to tell me Yo-Yo Ma. So there's not a lot of people in this world that I guess are synonymous with a musical instrument, quite like Yo-Yo is. But man, the cello of all instruments, I guess, right? I mean, but the cello is not the lamest instrument by far. I mean, a cello is an okay instrument, but it's just like, it's not a major instrument. It's not like a big name instrument. I wonder if there's anybody out there doing anything amazing on a piccolo, you know, just like the Yo-Yo Ma of piccolos. It'd be amazing. Okay, so yeah, Yo-Yo Ma, honorable mention. Man, I'm stretching to try to find another one, but I don't see any other honorable mentions. I'm gonna throw Simon Cowell out there as an honorable mention. Now you may ask yourself, well, man, Simon Cowell, he's pretty well known, right? Well, I'm kind of on the fence with Simon Cowell, whether or not he even qualifies, because yes, he, you know, American Idol, all that, you know, he does stuff on that, but that's a reality show. And, you know, he's just doing kind of a shtick thing associated with his actual job, which is like a business person, like a record exec. So I don't know. I don't know if he really counts. He's not, he's a pop culture mover and shaker. I mean, primarily, he's not an artist. He's a business person, right? So I don't know. I don't really feel like he fits. If I were to allow him in, he would probably be in the top 3. But I don't know. I think it's a slippery slope to go down. So I'll throw out an honorable mention just to know that this is an extant thing, and we're gonna put an even asterisk next to his honorable mention, because it's possible that he doesn't even qualify. All right, so anyway, today, the 3-2-1, they are all musicians. Well, that's interesting. Actually, you know, both of our honorable mentions were musicians as well. So this is an all music birthday day, October 7th. Let's see what you got. Number 3, Toni Braxton. Now, you say what you want about Toni and the fact that she also became a reality star to a certain extent. But Toni Braxton had some real jams, real bangers back in the 90s, okay? So, listen, you can't argue with Unbreak My Heart. And the woman has, I don't know, 5, 6, I mean, a lot of Grammys, okay? And not like a lot of grandmothers. Those are an award that's given to people that sing real good, the Grammy Award. So, I mean, she may have multiple grandmothers. I don't know. It could be possible. You know, more and more people have grandmothers and grandfathers that get divorced and then get remarried. And then now you have more than the traditional amount of grandfathers and grandmothers. It happens to a lot of people these days. So it's possible that's Toni Braxton's story, but really I'm talking about the awards that she's won, several of them. Okay. So good for you. Good for you, Toni Braxton. Number three. Number two on October 7th. Boy, I'm going to really have to, I don't know, I could reorganize number one and number two kind of any which way and feel kind of okay about it. I'm going to say number two is Thom Yorke, lead singer for Radiohead. And I will say that because there may be some argument here when you hear who number one is. And listen, you can go either which way. I'm going to say that Thom Yorke is, I don't know, he's a, you either love Radiohead or you don't get Radiohead and don't like it, Radiohead. And that's not to be judgmental and say that, oh, well, you just can't get it. It's not for you. Like, I don't get a lot of Radiohead. Anything that is not kind of their real popular songs, I'm not super into. Sometimes it sounds like they just point the instruments at each other and then just, like, thrust them together. But I think that there are plenty of people in this world that really dig Radiohead's jam, and it's evidenced by the fact that they are constantly a popular band, even though they've been around for a hot minute. So, yeah, Radiohead, a lot of people would say they're super, super influential. I don't know. They kind of are. They got a good sound, some of their shit. OK Computer was OK. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. Kid A, sure. But anyway, I don't think Thom Yorke is as much a mover and shaker in my book as number one. You know him by several names. You know him always by John. But he is also part man, part cat, all festival of watermelons. I don't know where I'm going with that. It's John Cougar Mellencamp. John Cougar Mellencamp, a.k.a. John Cougar, a.k.a. John Mellencamp, a.k.a. Johnny M., a.k.a. Johnny Flash, a.k.a. Johnny Puma, a.k.a. Johnny. You know him. You love him. Wild Night Boy himself. Little Pink House Boy. Jack and Diane Boy. John Mellencamp. Number one. John Mellencamp has a lot of tracks. A lot of tracks that people love. Small town fella, right? It sings about small towns, right? Lonely Old Night. Love it. Great. John Mellencamp is from a small town in Indiana. And so growing up in the part of Illinois that is super, super, super close to Indiana, you hear a lot about John Mellencamp as a child. Especially because, like, he was one of the founding members of Farm Aid, which is a concert that happened, a big benefit concert that happened in Champaign, Illinois, which was real close to where I grew up. And so we talked about that for forever, basically. Happened back in 85, and we never stopped talking about it. I'm pretty sure you could still go there and have people tell you about Farm Aid and when Willie Nelson came to town. So anyway, John Mellencamp, one of the probably most influential musicians of the 80s, dare I say it, one of the best singer-songwriters of the 80s, perhaps. Johnny Cougar himself. I mean, he was a mousy-looking little man. But when he got up there on the stage and sang his songs about paper and fire, ooh, boy, you believed it, right? R-O-C-K in the USA? Well, S-T-O-P my H-E-A-R-T, Johnny boy, because you just stopped my heart. Sometimes I don't feel like John Mellencamp gets the respect he deserves because he made a lot of really catchy, bubblegummy type songs. I mean, I guess not really bubblegummy, more like Big League Chew. Yeah, so he was like the Big League Chew of pop music, I feel. So a lot of people don't give Johnny Boy his just desserts. But I mean, listen, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a reason, folks. And so, I mean, Johnny Boy, just don't stop. So let's do it. Chalk to chalk. Look at the threes, okay? Threes straight up are, boy, it's not even a comparison. Toni Braxton versus Jeremy Sisto. Nah. Toni, voice of an angel, Braxton, you're fine. You're not going to be singing another sad love song because you are going to be happy in not being unmade. You're good. Number twos, Amy Jo Johnson, that was her, yes, versus Thom Yorke. Well, I mean, pretty similar when you think about it. In a lot of ways, these two are, I mean, they both fulfill the same archetype in our collective cultural zeitgeist, right? I mean, they're the same exact type of person. I'm going to give the nod to Thom Yorke, slightly, just because I know any of his work. Whereas, again, Amy Jo Johnson, I do not. Number ones, let's just go right to it. Number ones, Elizabeth Shue, John Mellencamp. Well, both of them have that Midwestern charm, you know? You could, I mean, obviously, John Mellencamp, nothing but Midwestern charm. For some reason, Elizabeth Shue, just full of Midwestern charm. Now, she was not born in the Midwest. Pretty sure she went to Harvard. But still, definitely gives a Midwestern, just a down-to-earth feel, I guess, you know? Just like, not all about herself, but all about the people around her and making sure everybody's having fun, having a good time, enjoying life, and being good to their parents. That's what Elizabeth Shue means to, you know, pretty much all of America, I think. And so, I mean, it's hard to really put a value on that, but honestly, this is not as close as I'm hinting at, because the two and the three just do nothing. Here again, and Elizabeth, God bless her, isn't going to carry this day on her own against John Mellencamp, Tony Braxton, and Thom Yorke. Nah, sorry, Liz, not going to happen today. October 7th, you're good. October 6th, you're still on the chopping block. Here we go. You know, I said maybe get ready, buckle up. Might be a long haul. I'm thinking it might be. You know, I mean, this was honestly not the strongest day in the entire world. It was an all music day, and oftentimes those are a little weak. Some of our weakest number ones have been musicians, but also some of our strongest number ones have been musicians. So that's really interesting. I wonder what that says about, I guess, me as a pop culture consumer. Maybe a lot, maybe nothing. Who knows? Okay, so join us here tomorrow for another episode of This Day is History. We'll see. Will October 6th make it out by the skin of their teeth, or will they continue to wallow here in languid despair for the rest of the month? We'll find out together. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.